Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Peter, you look very handsome.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I want to go chase the squall.
Peter has nothing interesting to say.
This is Gil.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
That's right, and welcome to ENN, which tonight is brought to you by our friends at All American Ford. Head over to allamericanford.net right now, all right? You can get your car from the comfort of your own home. Excuse me. We'll start off with
that.
That's like a hiccup sort of thing. You would call it a burp, I assume, but I'm not sure what it was. You would blame it on me having a tortilla chip during the commercial break, wouldn't you?
Maybe.
We'll start off by saying good evening to Michael.
You are a gutless puke.
Also not in the tournament. We'll start off by saying good evening to Don.
For people like me that just love Candy Crush, unlimited lives.
I wish next year's Drop Madness was right now so I could see where it would end up. That's how strongly I feel about that drop. TMKS ESPN on Twitter. 10 minutes left to find out who's in the final four for Drop Madness. Will this be the end of the road in the other region for high guys? Will this be the end of the line for the number one seed in the Don region, Eric Weddle?
That'd be tough.
It could happen. Because I just want to say one thing about that. Clixies is a great drop. But people fall in love with the idea of the drop. They love the Clixies, what it represents. But is it about what it represents or is it about the comedy? I guess to me, guys, with both of those drops, I lean towards the comedy. Of course, Andrew's Just Take the L. It's a huge drop on the show. We use it all the time. But Hi Guys makes me laugh every time.
Hi Guys.
Same with Eric Weddle and Clixies. Love what Clixies means for the show.
It is so close.
So you can decide. There's 10 minutes left. You decide who's in the final four.
And again, I don't understand how what I think is the best matchup of the day, Eric Weddle versus Clixies.
It's huge.
Can have almost 100 less votes than Take the L High Guys.
Fewer.
Thank you.
You better work on that, Don. You better work on that. So this is pretty cool. The Patriots team plane is transporting 1.2 million masks from China to the United States. This is pretty neat. A really, really cool thing. According to the Wall Street Journal, the transfer was the result of multiple global negotiations. The Massachusetts governor called Jonathan Kraft to help out. The Kraft family paid $2 million, about half the cost, to acquire the masks. The initial order is for 1.7 million masks, but only 1.2 million could fit on the plane. The remainder is set to be delivered in another shipment. By the way, I saw Governor Cuomo talking about it today. It is a crazy turn of events that so much of this stuff that we desperately need, we have to get from China. Masks, ventilators, all kinds of goods.
And you
have to get from China.
And at least his hope is that, you know, hope that that'll change moving forward, that we can produce our own. But we really found out through this whole crisis is that the medical system is a business, and it's a private, and a lot of the times it's a private business, and it operates that way, and it's really difficult.
Speaking of the Patriots, different kind of story. Tom Brady is renting Derek Jeter's waterfront mansion, known, Michael, as
St. Jetersburg.
So that will that will be Tom Brady's Florida estate. So suffice it to say, the Brady family is going to be okay down there.
Does it bother you, Michael, that the better player is in it now? To bother you at all? Do you think it bothers
you? You know what? That's just you're just trying to antagonize that previous caller. That's ridiculous.
No, it's
ridiculous.
Not.
No, it is ridiculous that you're arguing it. That's ridiculous.
No, he
one's totally in the Hall of Fame.
I am totally trolling.
One's
Tom.
In the Hall of Fame.
Totally trolling.
One was
Tom.
One's in the Hall of Fame, and one was suspended for cheating. So please, Tom Brady,
I think it's the greatest football
player of all time. But don't say. I mean, you're acting like they're in different area codes. Sorry.
Did I say that? I didn't say that. No, you took it that way because that was but that was a Yankee boy moment. The better athlete, the better player. No, it's not. It's close.
The better athlete is Jeter.
Well, we get into the athlete part, but the better player.
You just said athlete.
Well, I misspoke. He is a better football player than Jeter was a baseball player. I don't think there's no debate about that. I am totally trolling Tom, by the way.
No.
But
I knew you were 100% trolling Tom, but that being said, it's also true.
I was trolling him with accuracy.
It's close to them not being in the same area code, by the way.
Wow. Oh, stop it. Wow. Only five players in the history of baseball have had more hits than Derek Jeter. He won five championships.
How many?
Nobody does that. That's five.
He's a compiler.
And Brady has six. Don't say they're not in the same area code.
Has anyone
Derek Jeter's lost fewer World Series than Tom Brady's lost Super Bowls.
Has anyone reasonably argued that Derek Jeter is the greatest of all time?
No, he's not the greatest. He might be the greatest shortstop of all time.
But people argue very regularly that Tom Brady's the greatest player of all time.
He's the they just say that because quarterback is the highest profile. He's the greatest quarterback of all time. Is he a better player than Lawrence Taylor was?
Yeah, but when they come up with a top 100 football players of all time, Tom Brady is going to be in the
Jerry top Rice,
five. He's going to be
he's
in
not
the
Jerry
top
Rice.
Five. He's not. I would have Jerry Rice ahead of him. I'd have Lawrence Taylor ahead of him. But he's in the top five. Jeter wouldn't be in the top five of baseball players. He'd be on the list. He'd be in. Maybe we'd even be in the top 25.
Well, maybe tomorrow's list will have this.
No, I already got tomorrow's list done.
So let's just ask the
tomorrow's
question.
Tomorrow's list is going to be amazing.
So just to be fair here, let's be honest here.
And by the way, tomorrow's list will be at 4:30.
And we'll move on. Here's my question, though. Tom Brady is regarded by many, if not most, to be the greatest football player of all time. How far down the list would you have to go to get to Jeter?
I'd say Derek's in the top 20.
Yeah, I'll say 20, 25. 20.
So if they're in the same area code, would you say that they at least live on opposite sides of the town?
Who's renting whose house? Next?
Well, wait a minute.
Who owns the house?
Well, I'm sure Brady would have no trouble buying the house. He may not want to be staying in Tampa more than the next couple of years, so it makes sense to rent. But
so who owns the house?
Here's let's move on. So, the Cowboys have added former All-Pro Aldon Smith. 1 year, $4 million. Here's the funniest thing.
Right.
Aldon Smith hasn't played in the NFL since 2015. Which is pretty insane.
He's done some bad guy stuff.
And has some really bad guy stuff in his past. Really bad stuff. Substance abuse. Other things.
I was going to ask you, when the last time he played? My God.
So it's just interesting that he was on that same team with Kaepernick, and he's been out of football much longer than Kaepernick. And he's coming back for 1 year up to $4 million.
And it's amazing how these things come together. So Mike McCarthy is a new Cowboy coach. He went to, I guess, Jay Glazer of Fox has a gymnasium in L.A., and he happened to be visiting and working out. There was Aldon Smith, and then Jim Tomasulo, who was the head coach of the 49ers when Aldon Smith ended up getting cut. He is now, I don't know if he's the defensive coordinator. He's definitely on the staff of Mike McCarthy. So that all came together.
Very random and interesting. Mississippi State coach Mike Leach had to apologize on Thursday for a since-deleted tweet that showed a meme of a woman knitting her husband a noose during quarantine. He removed the tweet. It was posted Wednesday night, and the caption said, after 2 weeks of quarantine with her husband, Gertrude decided to knit him a scarf. The tweet got 3,700 likes, but a lot of criticism, including from some black players on the Mississippi State team. Leach tweeted on Thursday, I sincerely regret my choice of images and my tweets. If they were found offensive, I had no intention of offending anyone.
Got to be careful.
He loves memes. He has 350,000 followers, and he loves memes.
I don't want to get into trouble here, but boy, everybody's a little sensitive. I mean, obviously, you see what the joke was. It wasn't about lynching or anything like that. My goodness, you can't tell a joke anymore.
I mean,
that's unbelievable.
You got to say that there would be intent. What was the intent?
The intent was to say that husbands and wives that don't spend 24 hours together are suddenly finding out we don't really like this person that much.
And also the intent is you have to look at it from eight different political angles. But the main political angle that he was thinking about was, I'm safe because this is about a woman killing a man.
Right.
Right.
And then the African American players on his team were upset. Because, I mean, really? We're there now? That's where we are now. Everybody gets upset.
Now, I don't know what their relationship is. Like, here's how I would get upset: is if I didn't really like the guy to begin with, and I thought that maybe he had certain tendencies to make me think that that's what he was thinking when he retweeted it. But if I think he's a cool guy and everything's fine and I've got no issue with him whatsoever, then I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. So what do the players know? Or did they not like him to begin with? That's the conclusion they jumped to? When it was so obvious the conclusion was, you know, two husband and wife together stuck for 3 weeks, you know, somebody's going to want out.
I wish I could see. Any of these places actually pulled the
Donna, I've got to congratulate both of us, and to an extent, Peter.
An extent. Thank you.
Yeah, because you'll hear, how long have we been on the air? Literally, like 18 years?
Yeah, it was July 15th, 2001, so it'll be 19 years come July.
I mean, that's a long time to talk for 4 hours a day, and we didn't upset some group of people with our attempt at comedy. I'm amazed.
You better knock on wood
hard.
I
wait for it every single day because, I mean, we live in a country where everybody gets upset at everything. And, boy, if somebody has a nose hair ruffled out of place, they're gonna try to get you fired. It's unbelievable.
I got to tell you, I don't have any examples off the top of my head, Michael, because I used to usually try to get those things out of my mind. We have been attacked and accused before, but it doesn't gain any traction because it doesn't seem believable. But there are people that are hunting to twist the words around or make it seem like the intent was there when it really wasn't. But because people know us and they think that we're good people, that they tend not to believe the worst of it. That's why when I hear stories like this, Peter, what do they know that we don't? Like, if for some reason they felt that he had racial tendencies, then maybe they had the right to take that leap. I don't know. I don't know the relationship. I don't know all the parties involved. So I'm not as quick to jump, but without any information, Michael, on the surface, that looked like a harmless meme.
PK Subban was on First Take and said he likes the idea of the NHL going to a 31-team playoff. Let's hear from PK.
Yeah, well, it was kind of floated around. You know, I remember around the pause time when everything kind of shut down, I saw a few things on social media and I liked that. You know, for my team specifically, we were pushing to make the playoffs down the stretch. So I would like to see our team have an opportunity to compete for the Stanley Cup. But obviously, as days go by, and this is just us talking sports now, you know, there's a lot of other things going on that have to turn around for the season to happen. But if that did happen, I'd love to see a 31-team playoff and give those pesky Devils an opportunity at bringing the Stanley Cup back home to New Jersey. So I'd love to see that.
You can't do it.
31 teams. I mean, I guess the best team in hockey would get a bye?
Because you have played. Like, I can almost understand it, say, if this was October or November, right? And now it's April. They didn't really have much of a season. but they can get something out of it. Let's have some sort of tournament with all 31 teams. I'd be into that. But everybody, I'm just looking at the standings now, everybody has played between 68 and 72 games. I mean, we're deep enough into the season. Would it be fair to allow the Detroit Red Wings, who are the worst team in the league by far, they've got 39 points at the pause, and the second worst team is Ottawa with 62. So, like, Detroit is god-awful. They're 17-49-5. You're going to put them in a tournament where they can just happen to get hot and win the whole thing? That wouldn't be fair. I understand, like, the Devils have 68 points. Michael, the Devils are way, they're 10 points out of a playoff spot. They wouldn't deserve that opportunity. Now, the Rangers, the Islanders, some teams that are right on the cusp, Florida, sure. Yeah, then maybe they do deserve it, but not with this many games played, Michael. I don't think it would be fair to have teams that are way at the bottom of the standings get a chance to win a championship. I think that would be unfair.
Well, this could be a sticky situation for Tom Izzo. There is a story now, police records obtained by ESPN, that Izzo and two assistant coaches at Michigan State contacted a witness in a 2017 investigation of criminal sexual conduct involving a basketball player before the witness had discussed the incident with police or Michigan State investigators. The contact was related to allegations by a woman that then freshman guard Brock Washington forcibly groped her in 2017. The witness was MSU student Braden Smith, who never played basketball for the Spartans, but his father, Steve Smith, was the Steve Smith from 87 and 91 when Izzo was an assistant head coach. Don't know exactly what happened here, but guys, with the last few years and Michigan State, you'd have to imagine this could be the beginning of a big problem for Tom Izzo.
Sounds like
according to what he did. I mean, what did he say? I mean, he could have just been getting ahead of it to just know exactly what was going on. I mean, if he told the person, listen, don't say anything, you know, you're going to hurt our program, then he should get in a lot of trouble. But if he just said, hey, I'd like to know what happened. What did my player do? What did you see?
Well, I guess you'd have to know the time difference between the conversation and it being investigated. You know, like if immediately after the investigation started, indicating that he knew and maybe even said something, what if it's months beforehand? We have no idea. But ultimately, it's not his place. It's hard to picture a place in which it is his place.
Hey, Michigan State doesn't come out smelling great after the Larry Nassar stuff. I mean,
well, that's true.
The whole place stinks.
That's what I'm saying. Everything stinks. So earlier today, it looked like the Open Championship was going to be canceled outright, formerly the British Open, of course. Now, Don, you refer to it as?
What did I refer to it as?
The Open Championship.
Oh, yeah, I didn't want to go there.
But the Open Championship,
arrogant.
They've come out and said that they're continuing to work through options for the Open this year, including postponement. It's scheduled for July 16th through the 19th at Royal St. George's. Golf Digest reported that it was canceled, but they say not yet. They're still working on another option.
Yeah, I mean, the weather's always lousy anyway. So, I mean, if they could find a date on the calendar, I guess they could move it.
All right, guys. I have other stuff here, but I think it's time to move on to something big. Well, let me just do on this date because I love the audio. And WrestleMania is this weekend. On this date, we go back, 25 years to WrestleMania 11.
LT has won the matchup against Bam Bam Bigelow.
In the worst
Brady
main
event, do that.
In the worst main event in the history of WrestleMania, Lawrence Taylor beats Bam Bam Bigelow.
Oh.
You know what I noticed the other day, guys? I was rewatching this WrestleMania in my prep for WrestleMania, which is this weekend, Saturday and Sunday on the WWE Network, which you can get for free right now. And in that, before that match, they introduce a bunch of like NFL friends for LT. Do you know who one of them is? Friend of the show. Friend of the show with Jace, Carl Banks.
Really?
Yeah. Carl gets an intro. Carl gets a full introduction, runs down the ramp, has a WrestleMania moment.
What year was this again?
25 years ago.
God.
90.
I don't. 95,
I can't even.
Peter.
It's 1995.
You don't do math, though.
This year's 2020. Go back 25. That would make it 95.
That's right. Good job.
Wow. Yeah. What a genius.
You know, I'm actually pretty good at math, but I don't.
A regular Texas instrument.
I don't do well. I don't do well with going back on years for some reason.
Sometimes you forget it's 2020. Like what happened when I said what happened 35 years ago. You're like, all right, 1984.
I know.
You're still stuck in 2019.
By the way, if I just started with that we're living in 2020, it would be pretty easy.
But you know why, Peter?
That we weren't in 2020?
Yeah, 2020 is the worst.
Because right now, 2020 is repugnant. And it deserves the full word.
No, it is the most repug year of all time. And I thought 2019 wasn't a huge fan. 2020, repug. All right, guys. It is time for Drop Madness, and I have huge news. I'm going out of order. We have to start here. When you have a Christian Laettner Duke Kentucky moment, you have to start there. We go to the Don region. It came down to the very end.
Oh, boy.
2,897 votes. And at
wow.
the buzzer, the one seed, Eric Weddle, survives 51-49 over Clixies.
Former Raven.
Replied.
Or current Raven.
Oh, like the game doesn't need him.
Sorry, he's a Charger now.
He's a Charger.
Oh, no, he's a Ram.
The one seed advances. It changes history. 51-49.
No, we've got to say what it is. It's survive in advance.
Unbelievable. I'm in shock. Now,
do we have the percentages like down to the nub there? Do we have that?
Andrew didn't send me to the nub. That might be a drop. Anyways,
right, so 50,
the matchup, 50, though.
50.9.
50.9.
Wow. Oh, wow. That is a nail biter.
Beautiful game. And so the question is, who will Eric Weddle be playing in the Final Four?
Guess what?
It's chalk, baby.
Wow.
Take the L. More votes in this bracket than any of the other three regions today. 2,991 votes, up 1,000 votes from yesterday. The one seed, a 51-49 winner. That's right, the one seed, a.k.a.
Just take the L.
Gets the win, 51-49 over the three seed.
Hi, guys.
So you'll have two one seeds on that side of the bracket.
What a game that's going to be tomorrow.
So then the question is, what do we have on the other side? We'll start with the K region. It wasn't even close. 2,664 votes. The four seed,
Zach Britton,
gets the win over the Cinderella, the 15.
Larry in Long Island, Lala.
What? I'm happy about that.
Me too.
Now, Zach Britton is going to be up against the two seed in the region. That's right. The two seed advances.
Football! Yes, football! They're playing football!
2,755 votes. It took not that many of them. They got the win early over the one seed.
Okay.
Oh,
so on one side, we have the four
so
and the two.
Sad to see that go.
And on the other side, the two number ones playing against each other. The final four is tomorrow.
We could see... Wow, this is big. This we could see football versus football. And we could see Andrew versus Peter, Andrew versus Michael. The combinations are terrific.
I mean, I think everyone knows. Eric Weddle, I just got the Vegas odds. Eric Weddle is a 13.5-point favorite tomorrow.
Wow, you think so? I don't know.
Wow.
And no, it's closer on the other side. Football is only a 5.5-point favorite over Zach Britton.
You would have had Weddle winning by a wider margin than it did today. So
but Clixies is a different level.
It's going to be Weddle against football. Zach Britton has a chance.
No,
I agree.
Are you kidding me? You don't think the Yankee lunatics just love hearing the name Zach Britton yelled loudly?
Nope. Zach Britton. Nope.
There might read a negative intent in Michael's voice,
but there wasn't. I like Zach Britton.
No, I know that.
Zach Britton.
You never know, guys. You never know. That'll do it for ENN on this Thursday evening.
Andrew rings in with Britton's Got a Chance. It really does.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
That's right, man.
Don't miss Michael, Don, and Peter weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.